भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रुत्वैता सर्वतो भूपा आययु मत्पितुः पूरं सर्वास्त्र शस्त्र तत्व ज्ञः। सोपाध्यायः सहस्रशः श्रुत्वैतात् सर्वतो भूपा आययोर्मत्पितुः पुरम् सर्वास्त्रशस्त्रतत्त्वज्ञा। सोपाध्यायः सहस्रशः श्रुत्वैतत् सर्वतो भूपा आययोर्मत्पितुः पुरम् सर्वास्त्रशस्त्रतत्त्वज्ञा। सोपाध्यायाः सहस्रशः श्रुत्वैतत् सर्वतो भूपा आययोर्मत्पितुः पुरम् सर्वास्त्रशस्त्रतत्त्वज्ञाः। सोपाध्यायाः सहस्रशाः मातजीस। श्रुत्वा हियरिंग एतत् ऑफ दिस सर्वतः फ्रॉम एवरीवेयर भूपाः किंग्स आययु केम मत माय पितुः ऑफ द फादर पुरम टू द सिटी सर्व ऑल अस्त्र कंसर्निंग वेपन्स शॉट एज एरोज शस्त्र एंड अदर वेपन्स तत्व ऑफ द साइंस ज्ञाह एक्सपर्ट नोअर्स स अलॉन्ग विथ उपाध्याय देयर टीचर्स सहस्रशः बाय द थाउजेंड्स Translation in purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace Abhaycharanavinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: Hearing of this, thousands of kings expert in shooting arrows and in wielding other weapons converged from all directions on my father's city, accompanied by their military teachers. Next verse, as this verse doesn't have a purport. My father properly honored each king according to his strength and seniority. Then, those whose minds were fixed on me took up the bow and arrow and one by one tried to pierce the target in the midst of the assembly. Purport: According to the Acharyas, only those kings who were extremely intent on winning the hand of the princess even dared try to shoot the target. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namam Vishadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Paditanama Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate. Yat kripatamaham vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam, Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram, Paramananda Madhavam. Hare Krishna. So, a very beautiful story of how different queens were won by Krishna. The actual Krishna Katha going on in Srimad Bhagavatam between the devotees, the dialogue between Draupadi and all the other queens. I seek blessings of all the Vaishnavas to speak on an exalted topic like this. Thoroughly not qualified, but I hope and pray that your blessings will put some good words into my tongue. Thank you. So here, if we see the chapter where how the principal five queens were won by Krishna, over there, the description of how he won Lakshmana, Queen Lakshmana, was very, very brief. And how he won the other queens were very detailed. So, if we just see the previous verses, for every queen, there is only one verse. The whole pastime is narrated in one verse. But Sukhdev Goswami is describing in detail this particular pastime because it was not described before. very beautiful and amazing pastime where an amazing challenge is put forth by the father of Lakshmana, whose name is Brihaspati, and he is told to be an expert player in Veena. That's what I found out. But here Lakshmana is describing in detail to Draupadi, and she begins how she is saying, "My Swayamvar was exactly like your Swayamvar, with some differences. And the major differences were that because I had only already decided, just as the goddess of fortune is attracted towards the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, my father knew that I was attracted to Lord Krishna, and he wanted to arrange for a Swayamvar in such a way that nobody but Krishna can only get through the difficult task." As described earlier, Sridhar Goswami says that the dexterity needed to pierce this particular challenge was something which can be only possessed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even the best archer of the world could not fulfill the criteria, because the humans are restricted by only two eyes. And this particular task, he says, required vision down and up also. Just as the fish was covered, you know, the details, she's telling, Lakshmana is telling Draupadi that it was the same similar challenge like yours, but here the fish was covered with a cloth. So you could not see the fish. The fish is rotating, the circle, the plate below the fish is rotating. So you cannot see anything. At the same time, you have to look down in the pot of water, and if you can see the reflection, you might as well try. So that's why the verse says that those who are very, very intent in having Queen Lakshmana, only they tried it. Because, you know, attempting something and failing also blemishes your, you know, reputation. So here they were wondering, you know, just because they were so intent to have her, they wanted to even try it. You know, they could gauge it, because here the verse says they were expert in Astra and Shastra. Astra is weapons used as arrows. Because they were expert with that, they saw how difficult it is, but because they wanted her, they still tried it. And in the following verses, you'll find out how many miserably failed, and practically everybody failed. You know, it was, you know, it's like, hence proved that only the Supreme Personality of Godhead can achieve this difficult goal. So I was just thinking that, you know, this beautiful pastime of Lakshmana, you know, Queen Lakshmana's Swayamvar, you know, I said that we can just flashback and see what was actually, you know, Mother Draupadi's Swayamvar. You know, the story goes that after the Varnavrat fire hazard, you know, they escaped the Lakshagraha and they were moving incognito. Nobody knew that they escaped. After that, many things happened. They met Hidimba, they killed Hidimba, they went to Ekachakra, stayed there, killed Bakasur, met Vyasadeva, And then, as they were, as Vyasdev told them that, you know, your further next step should be that you should marry, Arjuna should marry Draupadi. He should enter the Swayamvar. So they wanted to go to Panchal. They had been to Panchal before to take the revenge, you know, from, as a Guru Dakshina. But now they again had to go to Panchal for another reason. So, as they were approaching, they came to a lake where the Gandharva Chitrarata in night challenged them. And Arjuna defeated him very badly with a celestial weapon given by Dronacharya. So here, Anang, the name of the Gandharva is Ananga Parana, also called as Chitrarata, whose Ratha never fails. But Arjun defeated him so badly that the whole Ratha turned black. You know, that by the Agni Astra, he just vanquished the whole Ratha. So then Arjuna asked him, he said, you know, we are all good, virtuous princes. Why did you attack us? So that time, he says that, you know, you could defeat me because you are following the vow of celibacy. And you could have defeated me much easier if you had also the accompaniment of a guru. There is nothing in this world that cannot be achieved if one follows the vow of celibacy. At the same time, he has the shelter of a spiritual master. It's invincible. So then Arjuna says, you know, whom do you recommend us? He said that, go to Dhaumya Rishi's ashram. He is the younger brother of Devala Rishi. Go there and take his shelter. So all the Pandavas go there, and as Dhaumya Rishi comes to know that they have come, he definitely grants them shelter, accepts them as disciples, and understands what their mission is. Their next mission is to go to Panchal, the state of Kampilya, and win Draupadi. So as they are going, they started their journey, and as they are moving around ahead, they meet some Brahmanas who are already going there. And the other Brahmanas, because all the Pandavas are dressed as Brahmanas, so other Brahmanas, looking at them, they wonder, where are you going? So they say, we are going to the Kampila Desh. So they start laughing. They said, you know, look at your clothes. Over there, it's going to be a royal assembly. And there, a lot of charity will be given. But, you know, look at your clothes. You know, I think we can give you some clothes. And then they started describing what is going to happen there. It's a festival. There will be dancers, there will be actors, there will be wrestlers, there will be big yagyas going on. And not only Drupad will be distributing heaps of charity, but the other kings who have come to one Draupadi, you know, trying to take blessings from the Brahmanas, they will be also distributing. So it's a nice opportunity to get the nice charity. Come with us. So as they were moving around, you know, Yudhishthira understood, you know, that there is no end to the talk. He said, okay, you know, we would like to go. Can you show us the way, please? So as they were going ahead, with the kind talks of Pandavas, all the other Brahmins became very, very delighted. They're very happy, you know, as you walk along with somebody, and as you talk, you understand the personality, how he is, what he is. And the Pandavas could very easily win the hearts of other Brahmanas. And then they started saying that, you know, oh yeah, maybe you all look very strong. Maybe you can win the, you know, the challenge. So here they are walking towards the city, and Arjuna is praying to Krishna that, you know, I should get the hand of Draupadi, because this alliance with Drupada is going to be fruitful for my future, you know, if a war happens. Because now he has understood that Dhritarashtra and Duryodhan are against him, you know, behind to kill. So in the face of a imminent fight, he will need help. So he's going ahead and praying to Krishna. The amazing thing about him praying to Krishna is, although Krishna is his cousin, he has never met Krishna. You know, the question can come, how come up till now they have never met? You know, so it is explained that, you know, both of them were almost, you know, Lord Krishna and the Pandavas were almost in, you know, Vanvas. You know, Krishna was not in with, you know, the Yadavas, was in Vrindavan. And after he came also, there were so many fights happening that he didn't get the time to go anywhere. And Pandavas, till their teens, were in Himalayas. And when they came back, you know, the events turned up in such a way that they didn't meet. So, but still, hearing about Krishna from his mother and all the other messengers, understanding Lord Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, having the natural attraction towards Krishna, Arjuna was praying to Krishna, please, you know, fulfill this because I want to help establish dharma. I want to help, you know, settle all my brothers and my mother. So he is praying, and then they enter the city of Panchala. And when they enter, they are astounded because King Drupada had built a magnificent stadium. A stadium with sandstone walls bedecked with gold and gems, having 100 doors, having terraces, you know, made up of coral and lapis lazuli, you know. Many of us might be sitting on that. These blue stones are called as lapis lazuli. You know, they're very, very expensive stones, not available in big chunks, but very small, small chunks. The terraces are made up of coral stone and lapis lazuli. The front seat of the terrace was decorated with jeweled, bedecked golden thrones for all the kings to come. And just behind the terraces or just behind the stadium were the mansions made of white marble for all the kings who are going to come. Just imagine, you know, for a temporary cause, such a magnificent arrangement was done. Now, we'll understand how magnificent is it when we understand who all attended it. So definitely, many kings came. So they wanted to see who all have come. So the day of, you know, the celebrations began. The kings entered through the northern gate. I know all the bugles, trumpets, you know, the drums were played, and the kings entered nicely and took their seats. Then from the eastern gate, the rishis entered, reciting the mantras and auspicious hymns. The terrace was full, you know, behind the thrones, there was all the citizens of Panchal who were eager to see how Queen Draupadi will be, you know, Princess Draupadi will get married. Then Pandavas entered there unnoticed, so that nobody can notice him. And they examined the arena. There was Duryodhan and all the brothers sitting. They were like, you know, a blazing, you know, it is mentioned in Mahabharata that they were like a blazing planet covered with different stars. Bhima got really angered looking at Duryodhan, but Yudhishthira controlled him. He said, no, this is not the moment. No, maintain your cool. Then, with the celebration started, actors, dancers, fire sacrifices began. Thousands of brahmanas started offering oblations. Drupad started giving charity, giving heaps of gold, but definitely, you know, Pandavas or Kshatriyas, they didn't go ahead to take. They were waiting, you know, when will, you know, Draupadi come and when will the Swayamvar begin? So it is said that for 15 days, the celebrations went on. And they were waiting, when will Draupadi come? And the population was increasing. Because, you know, that is, the age is, you know, I'm just wondering, you know, how was the information spread? Because hearing such a Swayamvar happening, and how will the kings come? You know, because kings were coming not from just India. Kings were coming from different countries, provinces. So it will take some time for them to gather, a buffer time. So here 15 days are over, everybody is there. The population has swelled up. And now Draupadi enters. As Mother Draupadi enters, she is adorning beautiful silk garments, beautiful with the dark complexion. You know, very charming beauty as she enters. She has a golden plate with bright red flowers. The nuptial garland which she'll offer to whoever will defeat or will fulfill the condition. As she enters, as she is walking, there is gentle flute played with a tambourine and the veena being played also. So princes, as they see Draupadi, they start bragging, you know, that no, I will win her, I will win her. You know, as everybody is trying to compete for her. The celestial chariots then descend. And the who's who of the cosmos management, they arrive. Because it's a divine marriage. And they want to see what is going to happen. So the four Dikpals, Yamraj, Indra, Kuvera, Vayu, everybody take their places, you know, in the celestial arena. Then the Siddhas, Charanas, Nagas, Rudras, Daityas, Danavas, Guhakas, everybody reside on the canopy of the sky, you know, waiting to, you know, shower flowers, to dance, to celebrate. Then Krishna sitting there, Krishna and Balram have also come. The whole Yadava dynasty has come. Then Krishna just glances through the assembled kings. And as he sees in the Brahmanas, he notices, oh, there are the Pandavas. And then he tells Balram, you know, that finally our cousins have escaped. You know, I was wondering what has happened. They have escaped the fire of Varnavat and they are there. You know, can you see those Brahmanas? And then Balram looks at them and examines them very, very sharply. He says, okay, yes, definitely. They are the Pandavas, and nods. But as Krishna is looking at Pandavas, Pandavas are quiet and they don't respond anything. They are, you know, they don't want to be noticed that, you know, Krishna is looking at somebody. The first meeting of Krishna looking at the Pandavas. Then everybody was looking at Draupadi and her father, you know, they missed Pandavas. Then, as everybody was seated, the flowers were showered. Dhrishtadyumna, the brother of Draupadi, he announced. He stood up with a golden stag flag. That is for the honor of Lord Indra. And then he named and welcomed, as you know, Mother Lakshmana is saying that my king, my father, he welcomed everybody according to their position, according to their valor. You know, the acharyas say that, you know, in that, if the respect was only according to seniority, then as the verse says, the teachers had accompanied them, so only teachers would have been, you know, respected. But looking at the kings also come, Lakshmana's father also, you know, respected everybody. So here Dhrishtadyumna is giving respect to everybody. He first names the Kurus, then the Yadavas, and then all the countries and provinces. Then Dhrishtadyumna says that how this, there is this bow. Anybody who will use this bow and the arrows kept there, maximum 5 chances. You know, 5 arrows can be used. Mahabharata explains. Upon the pole, there is a fish which is rotating. And below the fish, there is a iron plate which is also rotating, which has a hole. So the task is that looking into the waters, in the reflection, one has to pierce or shoot an arrow which will go through the hole and hit the rotating fish. You know, an extremely difficult task. Actually speaking, the Mahabharata does not explain that, you know, there is, you know, two opinions that, you know, was Arjuna looking at the reflection, because Mahabharata does not explain about that Arjuna saw in the reflection or the king's looking in the reflection. You know, it mentions about how they are looking directly at the, you know, the fish. But here, as Mother Lakshmana is explaining, the Bhagavatam explains that, you know, the difference between you, your Swayamvar in mind was, my, in your Swayamvar, at least the reflection was visible. So we understand that, you know, there was a reflection. There was a pot of water also there. So then, he said that looking at the reflection, anybody who shoots an arrow and pierces the fish in center will win the hand of my sister. So, everybody starts, you know, trying to get the hand. Before the queens, the princes start coming in, Draupadi is also very, very anxious, because at the birth, you know, birth of Draupadi and Drishyadyumna is very, very mysterious. They were born out of a fire sacrifice, which was done by this Brahmana named as Yaja. And Yaja had said that Draupadi will be married by Arjun. So now Draupadi knows that Lakshagraha, the Pandavas are killed. So he's wondering, you know, he's praying that, you know, let they may have escaped and let them come here. But as he's saying, amongst all the kings, the Pandavas are not present. And he's very much disappointed, you know, will the words of the Brahmana come to false? Then the fire sacrifice started for the Swayamvar. And all the kings and princes started trying. It was a very, very arduous effort. As they came to lift the bow, you know, just a similar story as we'll come to the verses of the Bhagavatam 10th canto now, this chapter. It was a very, very comic scene, you know. Everybody trying to come and lifting the bow. Many could not lift the bow, some could lift the bow, and as they were trying to bend the bow, to string it, the bow resisted. And that a reflex action, they were thrown away. You know, can you imagine what a shameful scene for them, you know. And not only that, they were thrown in the dust. They had to fall on the, and as they get up, their helmets and their ornaments, you know, disarrayed, you know, and everybody laughing, they started walking towards their own seat. So, you know, everybody understood how difficult the task is. So only people who felt they were qualified, they approached, you know, because unnecessary blemishing is not good. So then Shishupal tried, and Shishupal miserably failed. Then Jarasandha came. Jarasandha managed to bend the bow, but as he was trying to string it, again it resisted, and he was thrown off. But he landed on his knees. Felt insulted, he left at that very moment. Then Karna got up. As Karna got up, the Pandavas, they said, gone. You know, he will win this challenge and take Draupadi. Nothing can be done now. And as Karna was approaching the bow, he took the bow, very easily stringed it, and as he was about to aim the arrow, Draupadi exercised her veto. She said, sorry, I shall not marry the son of a chariot driver. Karna was infuriated, but he blushed, looked at Suryadev, and with envy, he retreated back. Then Duryodhan himself came. You know, Krishna and Balaram, you know, were wondering, you know, they don't deserve Draupadi. You know, what is happening here? But let's see, you know, what is going to happen next. So Duryodhan, to the amazement of everybody, lifted the bow, stringed it, and aimed at the fish. And as he shot the arrow went through the hole of the iron plate. And as it came near the fish, it just missed the fish by the breadth of a hair, so close. And everybody, you know, gave a sigh of relief. Oh my God, you know. The Yadavas were thinking, okay, you know, it is saved. He could not do it. Then frustrated, he went back. So now, all the kings had exhausted. Nobody was there. So Drupad said, any last contestants? And then, Arjuna looked at Dhaumya, sitting in the Brahmana region, the Brahmana section, and said, you know, may I try? So Dhaumya said, please go ahead. So as he started walking, with a gait of lion, as he was walking ahead, the other Brahmanas, you know, they said, the elderly Brahmanas, they said, what does he understand himself? You know, he's untrained, a child, he's walking, he's going to defame all the Brahmanas. You know, stop him. Resist him. You know, he can't do that. So the other Brahmanas who were walking with Arjuna and who had seen, you know, how powerful they look, he said, what do you think of the power of Brahmanas? Don't you know what Parashuram did? Don't you know what Agastya did? The spiritual strength of Brahmana can do anything. Don't you know? So they said, okay, fine. No, let it be. Let him go ahead. So as Arjuna reached near the bow, he turned towards Drupada and took permission. You know, is there permission for a Brahmana to enter this challenge? Then Drupada said, you know, it is the fortune of the Kshatriya clan to be subordinated by the Brahmanas. As the devatas are protected by the power of Vishnu, similarly, the Kshatriyas are always protected by the power of Brahmanas. So he said, please go ahead. So Arjuna, he came near the bow, bowed down in front of the bow, praying intently to Krishna, and then got up, circumambulated the bow for thrice, and with ease lifted the bow, stringed it, and aimed it. Mahabharata explains that the whole bow and the string came into the shape of an entire circle. And with concentration, as he was looking at the reflection, he shot the arrow. And the arrow went right through the hole and pierced the center of the fish. With that moment, everybody erupted with joy. The kettle drums ballooned. And Arjuna won the hand of Draupadi. Everybody was very happy. But then Drupada was puzzled. He said, Yaja said Arjuna will win, but this is a Brahmana. Anyways, he has won, so he will be the rightful claim. Then Arjuna came to the dais, and Draupadi garlanded Arjuna. And as every story, you know, it ends, you know, the Swayamvar always ends with the other kings being envious and ready to fight. So before anything happens, Arjuna took the hand of Draupadi and started going out. But as they were going away, Duryodhan, Shishupal, Karna, everybody screamed that, you know, how can Brahmanas enter this competition? You know, has Drupada called us to defame us, to insult us? We'll have to take revenge. And as Yudhishthira Maharaj turned and saw that, you know, the father-in-law is in, you know, big danger, so he told Arjuna and Bhim, go and protect him. So Arjuna was still carrying that bow. So he went and stood between the kings and Drupada. And because Bhima, you know, could not get any astra, he uprooted a tree just nearby and stood in front and asked, you know, who would want to challenge. And there, such a intense battle was done where even Karna was almost defeated by Arjuna. But then Karna resisted, thinking that, you know, how can a Brahmana have such a prowess? Only Dronacharya or Arjuna has this prowess to fight with me. How can this Brahmana do? But he understood, Brahmanas can do anything. So he said, you know, better not fight, you know. So the last moment, as, you know, Bhima was fighting with Shalya, and Bhima was just about to, you know, crush Shalya, but he understood that he is the brother of Madri. So he said, no, okay, I will not kill him. And then the other Brahmanas also came, you know, we will support you. And they were fighting with Duryodhana and other brothers. But very easily defeated also. But Duryodhana did not kill them. So the whole scene was very, you know, intense as to what is going to happen. You know, there will be a lot of bloodshed happening. So then Krishna came there. And with his amazing words, he solaced everybody, said, come on. It was a fair challenge. And this boy, this person has won the challenge. And you have to, you know, honor that. Don't get into the personal issues. So everybody understood. And they said, okay, fine. And they left. So the story is quite big, quite elaborate after that. But in a sense, the amazing Swayamvar of Draupadi, you know, where we see again the hand of Krishna as how he arranged for his devotee Draupadi to be married to Arjuna, and so that the glory of the Pandavas will shine forth. Similarly, here also in the passing of Lakshmana, everybody is going to try and everybody is going to fail. The only difference here is Karna will also try, Karna will fail in Queen Lakshmana's case. Even Arjuna will fail. You know, the Acharyas say that Arjuna failed so that, you know, the glories of Krishna, you know, although he knew that he cannot do it, he still did it so that the glories of Krishna's valor will spread. And other Acharyas give that because Krishna is full of knowledge, at the same time full of Shakti. And Arjuna, no, Krishna, as the definition of God is, he's full of all the six opulences, all the times. But Arjuna, you know, wanted to show that we might have full knowledge, but we might not have full strength also. So, this beautiful pastime, we can just hope and pray that, you know, the Krishna Katha can enter our ears and purify us. And as Krishna arranged to win the hand of Lakshmana, he is trying his best, and that we allow our heart to be one also. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Grantrachmet Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.